The Franco-German Pioneers, Janine Chalifoux, 2009. This tableau is dedicated to the memory of the French-Canadian and German pioneers of Morinville, and to recognize their hard work and tenacity in building the Morinville community together. In the early 1890s, these pioneers left the eastern coast of Canada and the United States by rail via Calgary. They traveled north by caravan to an area known as the Grande Brule, which is now Morinville. Lac des Eaufs, known as Egg Lake in English, was the nearest body of water and produced abundant natural resources. Through their perseverance and dedication, the homesteaders established themselves and their families by laboring in the land, building the Saint-Jean-Baptiste Parish, and a church which is now registered as a provincial historic site, and developing their own properties. Brick manufacturing and blacksmithing were some of their trades for survival. The German population of Western Canada was the byproduct of many factors. The most influential was a mass exodus of Germans when the German state decided to destroy the church's social and political influence. From 1885 to 1896, 890,199 Germans and 750,000 Austrian citizens departed to America for its free land. But with the influx of immigrants, unowned land was steadily declining. This prompted immigrants to settle in Western Canada, the last best West. Other families flocked to Canada when Dakota underwent 9 years of drought. Morinville's German population was not created from a single homogeneous group traveling together, but from the accumulation of German Catholic families who wanted to settle in the area with other Catholics regardless of different nationalities. Both the French and German pioneers worked together under the hardships of Mother Nature, united by their love of God. It is through this union that the town of Morinville would eventually develop.